This is the King Chasing Podcast. Here's your host, Richard Martin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the King Chasing Podcast as we continue our summer series focusing on mission trips at home and abroad by NCCAA student athletes. In case you missed any past episodes of the King Chasing Podcast and this summer series, don't worry, you can listen to all past episodes of the King Chasing Podcast at the NCCAA.org/podcast, on the NCCAA YouTube channel, or on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, we're there for you. Also, on the NCCAA YouTube channel, there is a special playlist of just these summer mission trip episodes. So if you want to listen to just this series, you can go there as well. Today's King Chasing Podcast episode focuses on Lily Ballman, a senior at Great Lakes Christian College and member of the women's soccer team, who took a mission trip with her school to the Dominican Republic. During her time in the DR, Ballman played soccer with children at the Go Ministries Sports Complex and helped with construction projects with a local family and served in the nearby neighborhood. Lily also used the NCCAA Sports Ministry Fund to help fund her trip, as the Sports Ministry Fund is provided to assist both student athletes and coaches. They are involved in sport mission trips and other sport ministry endeavors. Since the year 2000, over $440,000 has been given to support over 6,700 student athletes and coaches on their mission trips. We have more information on the NCCAA Sports Ministry Fund at the end of the episode or in the description of this episode. But until then, let's dive right in as we talk with Lily Ballman on the King Chasing Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the King Chasing Podcast, continuing our summer series on mission trips. And I'm joined by Lily Ballman from Great Lakes Christian College. Lily, thank you so much for joining me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So we'll dive into it. So you just finished up a mission trip to the Dominican Republic. How did this mission trip kind of come about? How did you hear about it? And how did you decide that you wanted to go on this mission trip?
So one of the professors at my college was organizing it. And he had actually emailed me specifically and had asked me to go and to get as many people as possible. And then I had a meeting with him and he told me multiple times how he wanted me to go. So I was like, okay, I'll crack the numbers real quick and figure out if I can go. And then I was able to. So, yeah.
Awesome. And so going on this, you mentioned talk about the numbers. You were able to use the NCCAA Sports Ministry Fund, which for those that don't know, it helps people come to get funding for their mission trips that are NCCAA member athletes. How'd you hear about that fund? And then, you know, how did it help you for your mission trip?
So funny story. Dan Wood actually commented on my Facebook post about my donation, telling me about the fund. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know this was a thing. So I looked into it, applied for it, or not really applied, but filled it out. And then, but it was really funny just to Dan Wood popped up and I was like, oh, hey. Yeah, so it helped me. I was asking my local church, asking family everything that I needed. And then when I found out about the mission fund, I was like, oh, this is perfect. Like, I don't need like a whole lot, but I was like, I need something. Anything can help. So I was like, it wouldn't hurt to do it.
Awesome. And so end up going down to DR and you did a lot of different things. You were able to, I know you played soccer with some kids, you were able to paint some houses, do some construction projects. Just what all different ways did you and your group serve while you're in the Dominican Republic?
Like you said, we built a floor for a family. There was six of them were living in this like very tiny house, and there was another house next door, but it didn't have a floor. It was just completely dirt. So we went in and we built them a concrete floor. And then afterwards we had some leftover paint. So we were like, okay, so we painted their house. They weren't really religious, but you could tell like it moved them a lot. So that was cool to see like the religious aspect come into it. And then the next day I want to say we painted houses for another family. And then we were partnered with Go Ministries, and they have like a sports like complex for kids to go. And so we went there, visited there. That's where I played soccer with some kids and just got like, we don't speak the same language, but we love the same sport. So we connected on that, and that was really cool. And then we helped a local leader at his church, just like we saw his church and everything. And then we went to a local neighborhood and hung out with some kids there and played with them and just saw their like neighborhood where they grew up, what do they do on the daily basis. So it was really cool to like just see like that kind of thing. But yeah, we didn't do it as much as I would hoped, but we did a lot. So it was cool.
Awesome. Like you said, just getting to travel and see how people live over in a different country. What was kind of the most interesting or kind of eye-opening thing maybe that you saw on this trip that kind of changed your perspective a little bit?
Definitely the culture change, and like I said, like connecting the like through like with the kids through the love for the same sport. Like I said, we didn't speak the same language, but we still communicated in a way of just like, hey, you want to pass a ball? Like we all know what that is. So it was just cool, and it was very eye-opening to see the different culture and to see like where they grew up, and like obviously seeing that first house with like six people living in it. Like it was a tiny house, but I mean they make it work. But I mean I feel like here it wouldn't really work, but it was really cool to just see like the different culture and just to live in the different culture for a week.
Awesome. What is one thing and maybe one way you saw either God move on this trip or maybe God kind of showed you while you're on this trip?
I think he showed me not to take everything for granted and just to be patient and to do some like self-reflection of like how fortunate we are in the States, and just like I said, not to take it for granted. And we don't need a lot of things to survive that people might think we need. And if you just go outside and you just do anything, you don't need like technology or anything like that. Like you can just go live out and just do what you need as long as you have the basic needs.
You did also mention, like you said, playing soccer, kind of a universal language. Just, with playing soccer with those kids, just kind of how did it teach you kind of like, when you're playing with your teammates, back in a game or something, just kind of, were they able to teach you anything about that? Or was this just kind of was one of those, okay, this is a kind of a cool experience to get to see how a different culture maybe changes up how they play soccer or something like that?
Well, we recently had like a Brazilian join the team, and so seeing like remembering how it was when she first joined the team when she couldn't speak English, and then me being put in that situation of like they all spoke the same language but I didn't, kind of like made me realize how tough it must have been for her. But to go along of like not like playing like it differently or anything, I don't think I can't really think of anything of like that aspect, but just like I think putting myself in the shoes of just her when she first came kind of opened my eyes more of just like, oh, okay, like I need to be more patient, like I said, and not get frustrated with her all the time because like she doesn't speak the same language, because I was getting frustrated, and it wasn't fair to her. So I think just bringing that back to the team of just like staying composed and just like being patient with her, or like being patient with anyone, will really help in the future.
Awesome. Like I said, those Good group, big group of y'all from Great Lakes that went on this trip. How does this mission trip make you think about how, when you return to campus or whenever you're back home, how you can serve locally at either your church or in your community or even on your campus with your teammates?
Well, we I would like to start a working with the special Olympics people and doing like a soccer camp on campus. It has I haven't gotten the ball rolling yet, but hopefully coming soon, we should hopefully be doing that. And this trip really made me get the motivation to do it. I also recently started a job working with individuals with special needs and serving them and just supporting them. And I was very hesitant before going on the trip. And then again, it taught me patience and just whatever. So I'm now very excited to start the job. And then like I said, the camp with the kids and just trying to figure out a way to serve the local people without obviously making them feel uncomfortable or anything, just serving the local people and serving the local community as much as best as possible.
Awesome. Like I said, also with the group that went from your school, were there any other teammates that went with you? And how did y'all kind of grow a little bit closer together and then on the trip and then on the way back?
There is one other teammate that went with me, Jenna English, and she, we were friends, obviously teammates before, and then going on this trip, she, sorry, my dog, she was battling with a lot of self-reflection and just realizing a lot of things about herself, and so me and her grew a lot closer, just reflecting on things together and just showing her different things that I've done to help or whatever. And there's a couple other kids that had gone on different sporting events, different sporting teams, and they we have also grown closer, and just seeing the different point of views and what they're doing on the team, like their own team back home, it was kind of cool to just see bring it all together into one and what we can possibly take to the soccer team. But I would say after the trip, me and her grew extremely close, just like I said, just self-reflecting together and talking about some things.
Awesome. Well, we're gonna put in the description of this episode, we'll put for more information about the Sports Ministry Fund for those who are interested in applying, because it sounds like it did help you out a lot. But are there any other organizations that you helped on this trip that maybe people who are interested in maybe going on a trip over to the Dominican Republic that want to help out, that where they can get started?
The only organization that I could think of that we helped was just Go Ministries. We were partnered with them to go. I mean, they're doing amazing things. Recently our school just signed, we're doing a study abroad thing with Go Ministries, so we actually get to go to the Dominican multiple times.
Awesome.
And study abroad there. So, I mean, Go Ministries is doing amazing things, but I mean, that's the only organization that I can think of. But yeah.
Awesome. Well, Lily, thank you so much for joining us today. It sounds like it was an incredible trip, but good luck with going back to school. And we'll be praying about your job and starting up with the Special Olympics in the area and praying that all goes well as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you once again to Lily Ballman for joining me on this King Chasing Podcast episode. For those wanting to learn more about the NCCAA Sports Ministry Fund and how to apply, you can click the link in the description or visit the ncccaa.org/kingchasing and click on the resources tab for more information. Also, maybe you're interested in going on a trip with Go Ministries. You can visit their website at the link in the description or at gomin, that's gomin.org. And of course, for any other episodes of the King Chasing Podcast, you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, at the nccaa.org/podcast, and of course, on the NCCAA YouTube channel. That's going to do it for us today. Thank you so much for joining, and we'll see you next time on the King Chasing Podcast.